Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today's topic is gender inequality. Gender inequality has been an ongoing problem and has been identified as the fifth goal on the UN's agenda for 2030. Currently, by comparing mean income for both women and men, we can determine that a woman in the United States makes 78 cents for every dollar a man makes. Not only is gender inequality seen in the US, it is also prevalent in nearly all other regions of the world.
Hello, my name is Nolan.
My name is Rona.
I'm Ava.
And I am Sebastian.
And we're going to be continuing this conversation about gender inequality.
Yeet. So in Europe, 70% of trafficking in Europe is women. Are women.
Ooh.
So that's a pretty high percentage of trafficking being women. Yeah.
I agree.
In the UK, women make 1.5 pounds an hour less than men do.
What is that in ounces?
It's money.
That's money.
I knew that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty big margin, especially if it is less than around 5 pounds an hour. Men would make 5 pounds and women would make 3.5 pounds, which is a pretty big difference, especially in the impoverished parts of Europe. Women also spend 22 hours of unpaid work compared to 10 hours for men. That's more
every
than
week,
two
or
times the amount of unpaid work that men would have.
So is that like chores around the house and then like just like internships and other volunteer work or just unpaid work in general?
Yeah, just unpaid work in general.
Like if they have like a salary, they're not getting paid for doing extra work and stuff like that?
Yes, that's exactly what's up. Okay.
Now on to Latin America. In Chile, Brazil, Mexico, and Peru, men can earn up to 25% more than women. In South America, women make 60% of a man's average income. And then in Brazil, Panama,
Barbados.
Women represent less than 10% of the total number of legislators. And then the UN Women Study ranks Cuba as number 3 in the world in the percentage of women in the legislature.
That's good.
What do you guys think the U.S. ranks at compared to Cuba?
I think they rank number 99, which
Whoa.
Is...
What a good guess.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
Pretty spot on right there.
Like, so do you think that, like, the lack of women in legislature is kind of, like, affecting why there's so much inequality? Because, like, they're not... They don't get as much of
yeah.
a say.
It's a misery.
So it's
yeah.
one...
Not represented.
Yeah, one reason why women are treated less than men.
I would just like to comment on Cuba. Like, we think Cuba as a communist, like, nation or... was a communist nation. I don't know if they still are, Ronan. Vote me on this. Yeah?
Partially?
Really? Okay. So we think of them as that, and why, like, it's just crazy that they are number 3rd in the world for a percentage of women in the legislature. So, do you know if they have more women than men in the legislature?
Moving on to the Middle East. So, in some countries, like Iraq and Saudi Arabia, there are, like, quotas or thresholds they have to meet for women in legislature. So, for Iraq, they require at least 25% of women in parliament to be, or people in parliament to be women, and Saudi Arabia requires 20%. But, and in Syria, 31 out of the 250 people in parliament are women, but there are no female chief justices in the Middle East, which is interesting to see the difference between, like, legislature and the interpretation of those laws that are made. Otherwise, we've seen that in the Middle East and Northern Africa, the gender gap has closed by 60%, which is good progress, but it doesn't mean that it's not still still divided. And then a study in 2013 identified the wage gap being between 20 to 40% throughout the entirety of the Middle East. And 14% of Arab girls marry under the 18 years old, which is also a kind of shocking statistic about child marriage and how prevalent it is.
Yeah, that is a pretty big percentage. But you said in Northern Africa, or like the Horn of Africa or whatever, that there is a 60% increase or like
decrease of the
gender gap. Yeah, that's a pretty big percentage. I mean, that's a lot of progress from it's hard to explain, but
it's good to see that there is progress being made.
Yes,
but not everything is negative.
And then for the going back to, like you said, there was a requirement for how many women could be in the legislature. Like, how recent is that, like, law? Do you not know?
Fairly recent. I think the last article I saw on it was 2017. But I also saw that people still believed women to be underrepresented in Iraq, even though the quotas were met, just because they're being overshadowed in government.
Yeah, because it's only 25%,
yeah, it's
which
not
doesn't
like
make it
majority,
equal, which is...
It's not like 50%, so it's difficult for them to have a say still.
Makes it kind of weird how they would only require 25% and not 50, so it's equal.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Africa, 28, more than 28 countries in Africa perform FGM, which is female gender mutilation.
Genital
mutilation. There we go. Thanks, Ronan. And in sub-Saharan Africa, girls face barriers to entering primary and secondary schools. That's just something that we should be aware of, because school is school's a right, so
right to education. School helps get people out of poverty and get people like a way to argue for their
education
equality.
Is one of the SDGs, right?
So we're seeing how it ties into how gender inequality ties into like the whole.
Yeah, because if women were educated and more people are educated, I feel like this wouldn't be as big of an issue.
Also, from gender discrimination, Africa loses $95 billion annually. So this is basically from work and from just...
Women being barred from the workplace.
Yeah, and disrespecting women as well, like spending money to just make their lives horrible. So, that's also what makes them lose money, which is pretty crazy, if I say so myself.
Alright, moving on to Asia.
So, Asia, 48% of judges in India believe it's justifiable for a man to beat his wife.
That's messed up.
That is pretty messed up.
I don't.
The extreme.
I don't understand how that's justifiable.
Yeah.
Especially in the U.S., we don't really have that.
Well, I mean, it's illegal for that, but
yeah,
it
still happens.
Yeah,
it
still happens, but it's illegal. We're here; they're justifying beating their wives.
Yeah.
Around 100 million women in Asia are estimated to be missing due to poor access to health, nutrition, peer neglect, and pre-birth sex selection. So, obviously, as you can see, that ties into the other SDGs of healthcare, food, so no famine, and neglect like that. So there's obviously a lot of underlying SDGs that need to get resolved to solve this one. I feel like if one is solved, it'll solve, like, another one, and it'll just be, like, a little domino effect. And then many women in Asia report experiencing physical violence from their inmate partner, for example, 60%. Intimate partner, not inmate. We're not in jail. For example, 60% in small developing island nations. So.
Shocking statistic.
Definitely.
Okay, I guess we're moving on to the USA, which is by me. 1 in every 8 women in the U.S. lives in poverty. Women earn on average 79 cents to a man's dollar in the U.S. And in 2015, only about 1/2 of the working age women in the U.S. were employed, compared to 77% of working age men. About 1 in 5 women under 30 say they have been sexually harassed online. And, yeah, I had no idea the U.S. was this bad with gender equality. I knew it was an issue, but I didn't think it was this bad. And,
yeah, they're trying to solve it, but...
What do you guys think that we can do to make it better?
I just think we should make people aware of the problem and make
that's
sure...
That's a huge part of it is right now, like, some people deny that gender inequality is as big as it is, and then that's what causes it to become more divided.
Basically, with the money reasons, the only people who know about the money is the legislator, the legislators, government, all that, but also couples who have basically the same job, and you notice that the women are getting paid significantly less than the men, which is sort of messed up, especially in our own country.
Yeah, because the U.S. is perceived as a more world power, perfect
place model.
To live.
You're free.
We're over here with all this inequality that so many people are unaware about.
Yeah.
So, to conclude our podcast, thank you all for listening. Remember that ignoring these issues doesn't solve them. If you can, spread the word, make people understand the UN's agenda for 2030, and we hope you have the courage to go out and participate in solving these issues. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.